Chapter 5. The girl runs through the fog, but the beast is faster than anything in the city. It doesn't know whether it runs on two legs or four, but its claws strike sparks from the cobbles. The girl is limping, her ankle turned on some loose stone. She is sobbing, knowing what comes next. She is already marked. The scratches across her face are still bleeding. There aren't cobbles under their feet anymore. Wooden planks shift and rumble as they run down the jetty. They're on the docks, the old, disused docks. There is nobody else around. They are alone, together. The beast is pleased. The boy shell holds back, allowing the girl a few moments to make a move. She finds a ladder and climbs down from the wharf towards the shingles of the riverbank. The beast dispels the boy shell and grabs the wooden posts that stick up beyond the ladder. Below, the girl is climbing. She has sunk into the fog, but it can hear her mewling and the beating of her heart. It can smell her fear. The beast knows her. It knows her name, Trudy. The fog is wonderful. It feels like part of the beast, as if its breathing was solidifying in the air around it. The beast was born for the fog and feels comfortable in it. The fog is its friend, like the crooked alleyways are its friend, and the tangle of piles under the docks, and the night that falls as thick as velvet upon the city. The ladder is old and rotted through. A rung snaps and the girl falls. The beast hears her sob as she lands badly, the wind knocked out of her. Somewhere out on the river, a foghorn sounds. Two barges pass dangerously close to one another. The beast hears the night watches swearing at each other. They are very far away. Not bothering with the ladder, the beast leaps. The river is low at this time of night, so it falls in shallow water, its knees and ankles bending as its bulk is forced into a crouch. It feels pebbles under its feet and hands, and fragments of clay pipes thrown away by sailors and dockers for centuries. Sometimes seashells are shifted this far inland, scraped from the hulls of the ocean-going ships that sail down the Reich from Marienburg. The beast stands on two legs, slicing its claws through the air. The boy shell is lost in the fog, lost forever. The girl is near, huddled up against a thick wooden post, trying to still her breathing. The beast lopes towards her, shingles crunching under it. It tries to say her name, as it has tried to say the others. The word will not come from its mouth. Its jaw doesn't work as it should. The beast finds the girl, and the girl screams.